Hunter Lawrence, Paula really wanted you to get that second moto start. Probably not more than you wanted to get that second moto start, but that's what did you in. Great ride, first moto, and yeah, second moto, what can you do?
Dude, it's kind of been the downfall this year for me. When I look back at, you know, a lot of the second motos, not getting the start needed. So yeah, it's on me. You know, the whole year's kind of been, you know, the two races where I feel I was really at fault was Southwick and Bud's Creek with crashes and stuff, and then we had, you know, Red Bud and Unadilla with mechanicals, so kind of, you know, iffy. Just it is what it is, you know.
It's unbelievable you didn't win an overall. It really is. Like, I know you know this, but yeah, when you look back on this year, you're like, look at all those points and like no overalls.
Yeah, for sure. It's a bummer, you know, look back, but I know this year was definitely a lot better than last year, so it's still steps forward, you know. We know, I think we're in a good spot because, in all, it's not like we have to find 3 seconds, you know. It'd be nice to find 3 seconds, but, I mean, our starts are our downfall, you know. I needed to have an average of a top 3, top 4, top 5 even would have been better, starting average, and I don't think I was even close to that, so.
There's a lot of inconsistency generally in the 250 class, and a guy like yourself that's older that can be consistent, but this year, your brother and Joe and you, like, you guys really, I mean, RJ stuck it in there a little bit, but so if you didn't get a start, you couldn't take advantage of anybody's inconsistency, you know?
It was tough. Like, I just think of a few races where, like, I'd get a great start and, like, Joe would be buried, but then RJ Cooper would crash, so then he'd be able to get back to third. And then I know at Millville, I hole shot the second one and he was buried, and then we red flagged it, and then I stuffed up my start, so. Just stuff like that, but it is what it is. I mean, I left it all on the table. I, you know, gave it everything I had. So,
Dr. Joe earlier, not stoked on the move, as you could probably imagine. No, take us through it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew I coming down there. I was sending it. I was expecting contact. I didn't mean to hit him that hard, but yeah, I can understand him being angry. I completely, you know, take. I'd be pissed if I was on the other side of that deal as well. But. Hey, my back was up against the wall. I had to do something like that to, you know, give myself a best chance to get second. But, yeah, no, I'll go and see him soon. And, yeah, I can understand completely.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm glad that you can. And, you're not pulling a Barsha where you're just like, what?
Yeah,
what?
No, like, my hand come off. Yeah. Like, I know I hit the guy hard. And, like, I don't want to, but the position I'm in, it was kind of all I had left to do, you know.
So, in talking to riders, half of you guys say that you didn't notice the 5 minutes taken off, and half of you guys said, like, no, yeah, it helped me, or I noticed it.
We did definitely notice it. I think this track is so, like, it never has a good flow, I feel like. Yeah. So it's, like, super physically demanding. It's tough to get a good flow. So I think, yeah, I mean, I've seen that everyone, what they think of the shortened motos. I don't know, it's different. It is what it is. Yeah. Like,
so I take it you're not in favor of it. Like, I go either way. Like, I understand it. But then I also understand riders need to pace themselves. So I don't have a strong opinion. I get it.
Yeah, I think personally what I originally said was, would have been cool they gave us the extra 30 minutes in between the motos. Just give us a little more time in between the motos, but keep the moto length the same.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, hey, good season. I know you're probably not thinking it's a good season, but yeah, it was a good year when you include your Supercross too. So and next up, MXDN, right?
We won't be talking at Nations, buddy. There'll be fighting words going on at Nations. And
I'm Canadian, what do I care?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're all right. Oh, you're all good then. All right,
I'm just hoping we get a top 10.
Yeah, we can be friends. Okay, then we're good.
Thanks, Hunter.
Thank you.